Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Right now, it is time to talk to a good friend. He is a former NFL wide receiver, played in the league for 6 years, most of those with the Houston Texans. He's also one of the few former athletes that can speak coherent gambling language as well. And I want to talk to him about some of these futures in the NFL and the NBA. But I want to talk to him first about this 18-game schedule thing that we've been harping on all night. Tonight, we are pleased to be joined by David Anderson on CBS Sports Radio. DA, how's it going, man?
I think we need to talk to Eric in Oklahoma and make sure he's not on suicide watch. I think they went from a happy a city over there with the Thunder. Now they're pretty depressed. I mean, Chris Paul's not going to take them to the promised land by himself, that's for sure.
Do you think Chris Paul's even on that team when the season starts?
No.
Yeah.
He'll come up with he'll pull a hamstring before the first game somehow.
Okay, so he may be on the roster, but he just won't be on the court because he'll be jaking a hamstring injury.
20-point defeats every Monday, Thursday, and Saturday.
That's it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I want to talk some NBA in just a minute, DA, but we've been talking. The topic that's dominated the show tonight is this 18-game schedule in the NFL. I want to talk to you about some of the nuances of what the NFL owners have, the little bit of detail of what they see this may be looking like. But just in general, from a player's perspective, especially a player who's very friendly with Eric Winston, who's going to be a big part of negotiating this CBA, what are your thoughts on this 18-game proposal? What do you think players are saying about it right now?
I think it's something that they always bring up because then they can say, like, oh, look, we conceded to the 18-game thing, right? It'd be different if, like, the players are like, all right, we want a 12-game schedule like college. And everyone knows they're not going to do it. And they say, and then the players can say, oh, look, well, we conceded that you're not going to have 12 games. We're going to do 16, so we'll take that off the negotiation table. I don't think they really want it. Otherwise, they would have a more specific plan on exactly how they would do it, exactly how they would compensate players, exactly what it would look like roster-wise, what it would look like you know, travel-wise, because there's all sorts of implications once you just add two games. Because right now the NFL schedule is pretty clean. You play your division, home and away, and then you play your rival division, and then you play an out-of-conference division. And you add two more people, who do you add? And is it just you pick the other two division guys? Well, then that gets really wonky on travel. It's a really weird thing. It's just not like just throw two games in there and everything will be fine. There's a lot of issues with that, and I don't think the owners are prepared to kind of answer those questions. So it's always something that I think is more of a throwaway negotiation tactic than anything.
It's a great point, and the math is so clean right now. You're right, DA, with the way the schedule shakes out, the number of teams, number of weeks, the whole thing. I'm curious what your thoughts are on this whole aspect of, well, we'll do an 18-game regular season, but players only have to play a maximum of 16 games. Can you just take us inside the building and tell us how chaotic something like that would be to manage?
That would be a disaster. Do you play hard for 16 and see where the chips lay and then adjust the next two? But like, if half your roster hasn't played, like I don't even know how you would do that. Like, you sit a corner, the one of the first three games, or he's had to pick a game where he's not going to have be as active or something like that. Like, I don't really get it. The first thing they need to do is get away with the 45 man active roster. Make everyone who's on the team can play. So that'll open up some opportunities for guys. They'll probably need to add a practice squad guy and a roster guy to each to the size of the team, and they can go from there. But they're not really prepared to do something like that. Like can you imagine the Patriots week whatever 14 decide, and talk about gambling, what it would do to all of us if they're like on Thursday, like, oh yeah, we're deciding this is the game we're not going to play Tom Brady. You're like, because we're playing the Jets, right? Like, oh, we're not going to play him. Like, that, it would go nuts, and no one would know what to do. It's not a solution. In my opinion, it's kind of like when you're on the last ditch effort to save your relationship with a high school girlfriend. You're like, and I'll buy you a new pair of shoes. I'll throw that in the mix. Like, they're like, we'll fit you guys. We'll fit them. They don't have to play 18. Like, what? What did this come up? This had never been mentioned before.
Well, and DA, I think it's probably a lot of it's optics. You know, like, the owners are sitting here proposing an 18-game schedule, but they're probably trying to do it in a way where they don't look like complete bloodthirsty mercenaries when they've tried to make all these new changes that make the game quote-unquote more safe, and now all of a sudden they're tacking two more games on, right? I mean, a lot of it's probably just appearances.
The biggest issue, right, is like the owners are only arguing over money, and so they have to put other things on the table in order to make it look like they're not just bloodthirsty, money-hungry guys. That's just what they're doing.
David Anderson, former NFL wide receiver, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. All right, let's segue into some of the...
What have the
some
people of, said? Do the people want 18 games with guys less than two?
No, I don't think they do. I generally speaking, I don't know that people want 18. I think people are mad about having to pay for the two preseason games, having to pay for four preseason games. But I, generally speaking, the sense I get is that there's not a lot of buzz for an 18-game schedule, and there certainly doesn't appear to be a lot of buzz for an 18-game schedule where you're having to sit guys for two games scattered throughout the year randomly.
This is they could fix this if they do one, maybe two preseason games, and they don't even have to be four quarters. It can be like three quarters each game, so it doesn't really matter. No one cares about the score. Scrub time's irrelevant. Like, it doesn't even matter about the timing. But what you could really do is open up those competitive practices to more film, to more of the media. You can actually like break those down by period and really teach people the game, how teams practice, how they kind of implement game plans, or how they go through progressions, how they run routes, like everything. You could really learn a lot about the game if they opened up those to the public. And I think everyone would like to see those more than they would watch a game. You could certainly make up for the 3 hours versus Tampa Bay versus Tennessee that no one cares about, you know, August, whatever, 27th, and instead say, hey, so we're going to show you Thursdays, you know, 2 hours of Thursday's practice and 2 hours of Friday's practice. I think that would be pretty cool.
Those practices are way more entertaining than the preseason games, I'll tell you that right now.
Every time. Yeah, it's like hockey out there.
Yeah.
You just drop the pads and start swinging at each other.
You were out there squaring up on guys at those practices, DA?
I was one of the more famous ones. If you saw that, you look up DeMeco Ryans versus Jeremy Shockey. That was a big one.
Okay. When the Texans used to get at it with New Orleans, that's good stuff.
Oh yeah.
All right, I'm Googling it as soon as you and I are done. That's my next activity during the break. David Anderson joining me on CBS Sports Radio. All right, let's get into some of these the futures here with the NFL. I'm looking at the futures for the odds to win the Super Bowl, DA, and you got the usual suspects up near the top of this thing. And then you got the Cleveland Browns at 12-1. Are you a guy that's buying on the Cleveland Browns right now?
That's such a sucker bet right now. They're the fun bet. Right, and I think they're obviously probably getting a lot of action on Cleveland, especially everyone in Cleveland who hasn't bet on the Browns. Well, they probably do week in, week out. But this is the time of the year to probably place that bet. But I think that's a sucker bet. I also think that the guys at the top, besides the Patriots, Chiefs, Rams, Saints, it's really hard to rebound from those issues that all those teams losing a Super Bowl. You saw it a couple years ago with the Falcons. It's a terrible thing to try to rebound from. And the Saints and the Chiefs both had really tough losses in the championship games. Those are tough to rebound from. You don't see a lot of teams get beat down in the championship game then bounce right back the next year and come right in there, knock on the door and get back into the Super Bowl and for that matter, win the Super Bowl, right? There's a future bet, can't just get to the game. So I'm not the biggest fan of Supers because we really don't know until those first the first game, first two games, how this new team will gel. The Chiefs caught us by surprise last year. No one knew what the Chiefs were. Now everyone thinks they're going to be the same, but that locker room's had a lot of turnover, a lot of turmoil. There's a lot of kind of personality issues, and Andy Reid, going back to his Eagles days, has not done really well when all of a sudden there's a lot of personalities mixing and flowing through that locker room. So I kind of want to stay away from the Chiefs at 6-1. The Patriots, 6-1, I always like. I don't want to bet on them. I don't want to believe that they can do this without Gronk. I don't want to. I want to believe that my doppelganger Julian Edelman can't get it done anymore. But that's betting against history. And I think you got to take, if you're gonna you place three. I always like placing three future bets, and it makes it a little more fun. So Patriots are definitely on the top of my list. I ditched the Rams and the Saints for the reasons I was talking about. Really hard to get into them, but I think you might like my surprise coming out of the AFC West, the LA Chargers.
Yeah, well, okay, so the other team out in L.A., and that's interesting because there's a lot of, I'll go through the reasons why D.A., like, I look at the Chargers and I'd be a little skeptical. One is, when was the last time they ever won a big game at anything?
It's been a long... They are the Georgia of pro football.
They're the Georgia,
I can win, they're going to win, and then they blow it. I will fully admit, but that's their knowledge. They're the Georgia of pro football.
And you're in L.A., I mean, how nervous would you be about betting on a team like that that has virtually no home field advantage throughout the season?
Because they did it. That's the thing, is everyone bet against them last year. No one was like, they took, I don't want to say took everyone by surprise, but they were underdogs, like, emotionally in every game. When they showed up to a home game, it wasn't really a home game. And, you know, there's tons of fans out there booing them when they should run on the field. And I felt like they really showed up and grew up. And I think those are the teams you look out for, is what teams grow up and have a big, a lot going for them in the next couple of seasons. They have a young, talented coach. They still got Phillip Rivers who can hang on and sling it. They got a receiving core that's getting back healthy. If they can keep Gordon on the field, they really got a chance. And their defense is still full of studs. They always seem to reload on that defense. And they might not have big name guys, but they always make plays. They're always in the football game. And I think they really grew up a lot last year having to deal with all these issues out here in LA.
It's a really good roster, no doubt about that.
That roster. And then my third team that I really like, and this is a 25-1 team, but who really cares for futures? Mainly because our boy Coach Kubiak went over there to the Minnesota Vikings.
Mm.
Talk about a defense. If they can keep Everson Griffin out of you got Psychos and Stables. I always like a defense with Psychos and Stables. You got Everson Griffin, and you got Harrison Smith out there taking up the deep, and they brought back Anthony Barr in the middle. I really love their defense. They were built as a great defense, and they're still holding up. And then you bring in someone like Kubiak, who everyone's like, oh, no, it's the next offense. They're going to have to relearn the offense. This is exactly what they ran in. I just totally blanked on the quarterback name.
Kirk Cousins.
What Kirk Cousins ran in Washington with Shanahan. It's the same offense. So he doesn't have to relearn a lot. He's going to implement that offense. It's a really simple offense. They'll let him take advantage of Diggs and Thielen on the outside. And they always got a stable of good running backs, athletic people back there. And their O-line is a little weak, but West Coast offense takes advantage of weak lines. You get them on, you get everyone on skates, you run right to left, and you don't have to worry about big, strong guys holding up. So I like them at 25-1 coming out of the NFC for sure.
D.A., before I let you go, I want to shift gears to the NBA real quick because you're basically at the epicenter of the top of the futures board in the NBA next year. How strange is it to be living in a Los Angeles where the Lakers are pretty highly touted and highly favored this year? There's really only one team ahead of them in the odds board for the NBA championship right now, and it's the Clippers.
Yeah, right? So here's what's funny about my existence. I was a Laker fan my entire life, but we didn't have money to go to Lakers games, so my brothers bought Clippers tickets, so they became Clippers fans. So we are, quote-unquote, house divided. And I had a rather hefty bet with them. I'm really good at side bets in life, I guess you could say. I bet that my brothers probably 10 years ago, when the Clippers had Griffin, DeAndre, and Chris Paul, that the Lakers would still win a championship before the Clippers. This is the first year I've been kind of scared. Is like the Clippers actually got some people. Now, here's why I still kind of like the Lakers better, is this is the first time in the NBA there's parity. You talk about the Pacific Division itself, right, how the NBA splits up. The Warriors are 4-1 to win the Pacific Division.
Yeah.
That's the Clippers, Lakers, and the Warriors. That's nuts. right? The Warriors are 12-1, or in some books 14-1 in others. But like the Warriors are still a quality basketball team. They still got three of the four guys that they went to the championship with, an NBA MVP and whatnot on their team. The Clippers and the Lakers, I like the Lakers mainly because I think LeBron always approaches getting guys in free agency almost like a coach. He finds who he likes, and he finds a player that fits in his system. I love Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, but they almost, I don't want to say cancel each other out. They're like great defenders, and one of them will be wasted on someone that doesn't need a good defender on them because they're both the same size guard and the same type of guy. And so it's that's a tough situation because, like, when they play the Warriors, who do those two guard? And when they play the Lakers, who do those two guard? Mm. Like, you're losing out. They need almost a bigger defender or a smaller defender or a bigger guy or a smaller guy to kind of offset them. That's the same issue I think the Rockets are going to have in that, like, Harden has never played defense in his life, so you don't have to worry about that. But Westbrook and Harden, you know, are guarding, playing the same, a similar position. Granted, it's a positionless league, but I just think the two guys that have the best fit right now are LeBron and AD.
All right. I just hit send on my 25-1 Minnesota Vikings bet, DA. So that better hit.
On the Nuggets and the Jazz in the NBA, by the way.
Nuggets and Jazz.
Nuggets and the Jazz.
All right. There it is. Nuggets and Jazz. So you got your picks from David Anderson. You can get him on Twitter at DavidAnderson89, former NFL wide receiver. Hey, DA, really appreciate you making time, man. That was good stuff. And we'll talk again soon.
I absolutely love it, guys. Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.